Auroville News on Wednesday, the 24th of November, 2010. This is Mari, and in the studio we have Yahalon, Andrea, and Anita. Today is a very important day for me because it has been 1 year that I'm here in Auroville, and I'm really, really happy with everything that has been happening. And I'm very proud to announce in the news that I still feel the same way when I just came. The weather forecast. Light rain shower with possibility of heavy rain. Temperature now is 24 degrees and ranges between 29 and 23 degrees. This morning is happening here at the town hall, a part of the newcomer orientation program. A very interesting project that Shivaya, Sonia and Raquel offers to Auroville community, to all those who are interested at becoming a newcomer or are a newcomer already. Today morning we had a very interesting talk with Joseba that has shared with us biggest challenges on housing service and housing situation, and we're going to put for you a part of this talk.
The time of newcomer is a time for you to be in Auroville and to enjoy the community life in whatever community you are, and then to feel Auroville and to sense Auroville and to have your own experience inside of Auroville. And then when the year is over, you will be more or less in conditions to decide something. What happens if we don't have houses? We don't have today 300, I told you, requests. 40 houses in housing, so how is going to be matched the gap? So then we have been discussing, and finally has been accepted that people can go in the village around of Auroville sometimes, and sometimes even we have houses offered by people in the village. We visit the houses, if the houses are fine, we discuss the price with them. I remember one case, and then we offer the people. Normally entry group will not put problems for that. Has to be discussed with them and with housing. And then we had to tell them to entry, we don't have houses enough in Auroville, so as you have found this in Quilapalayan, it's fine. You can take that house. Has to be done with the knowledge of the entry and housing as exception. But we don't have any problem, because if we cannot offer people, if we cannot offer the best, then let's take the other option. It's not good, but it's a necessity, and we understand this, and has been approved. And also the rumors were telling that the secretary will not accept this. We discussed this in defensive with the secretary, and the secretary accepted fully that until Auroville has not more houses, he is not going to create any legal problem or visas or anything like this, because rumors in Auroville, and sometimes the truth in these rumors is like this. So has been accepted by all the groups as an exception that you can take houses around Auroville if housing cannot offer to you a house. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I want to get back to her apartment and creativity.
Huh.
If you move into that apartment, is there amount of money that you put in or that you donate or whatever in order to move into that apartment?
Look, this apartment has a figure already, it's 7,20,000. So it's expected that anyone that goes there will go through housing. We will present a list of 3-4 names, and then they will choose one person. If housing accept has no problem, then this person has to put this money. Now, questions can be discussed. Can I put in one amount, or can I do now 50%, 50% in 3 months? I don't have all the money. I have 5, but not 7. So can I take a loan? All this is what we are trying to facilitate in the housing service, all this, and to put clarity in contact with the person, because the person normally needs this money to move another place. And sometimes they have to pay to the constructor, you see, in 3 installments, so he knows which amounts of money needs. Maybe not all. Maybe one amount now, and in 3 months, 6 months, the other amount. You see? So this is what we are trying to facilitate between the person needs and the person that requests, if we can arrive to something in writing, and we try to facilitate to be flexible. Okay, you don't pay, and that is another source of problems for us. You don't pay 100% now, you pay now 50, 3 months the rest. and all this. Okay, so we try to facilitate a loan, so yeah, it's normal, all this.
Transition School is looking for someone to teach middle school science, grades 7 and 8. If you have an enthusiasm for science, good English language communication skills, and the ability to work with a group of young people, this might be the perfect part-time job for you. For further information, contact transitionschool@orville.org.in or mary@orville.org.in. AV Puncture Service has a very brand new service to offer to the community. They will drive our bike for service to any company in Pondi and bring it back. For petrol and the work, they will charge just a small fee of 150 rupees. It's very important and a very big step to us to have this one more facility connecting with our way of going around in Orville. If you have more and want more information, please contact 2622-741 or the telephone 944-230-0346. We would like to inform the community that our good friend and brother Ingo Wei, Swiss nationality, had passed away yesterday, November the 23, at Jipmer Hospital, where he had gone not feeling well. May we hold this quite unusual man, who had chosen a difficult karma, hide in our prayers today and for the rest of our times. Yoga is not a thing of ideas, but of inner spiritual experience. Sri Aurobindo.